You're on to SER Breakfast. It's 8:38. Have you having a great Thursday so far? Now, imagine if this was the last day of the week. A pretty cool thought. Now, we all love three-day weekend. There's nothing better than a Monday public holiday. What if the casual three-day weekend was to become something more permanent? One of Britain's leading doctors recently called for England to switch to a three-day weekend, advocating it will improve many aspects of our life. Joining us on the line is leading business futurist Morris Mizalowski, who has explored this notion in detail. Thanks for joining us, Morris. How are you doing this morning?
Not too bad at all, Mitch.
That's good news. So what does this research say? Why should we have a three-day weekend?
Well, what this professor is talking about is the notion of being able to fit work into a four-day week, and the three-day week would give us our rest, and that would make economic sense, it would make social sense, it would give us a better family sense. But I think in many ways it talks about something that we used to want, and I think there's a far better way and a more interesting way that work's going to evolve over the next couple of decades that will make the three-day weekend seem like a holiday.
You mentioned the kind of changes to the sort of five-day working week. How would this sort of impact the standard working week? How would that affect our sort of workflows being squished into 4 days?
Sure. Well, my notion is that we're going to move into a time where we're going to be project and task-driven. 9 to 5 was really Industrial Revolution. We've only done it for the last 200 years. We all had to turn up at a particular time, work together, finish at a particular time, and then come back. Took the weekend off because that was for religious reasons. What we're finding now is that increasingly many of us, not all, because some industries don't work that way, but many of us are now just getting things done. You know, when it gets done is really up to us. It's a time appropriate and place appropriate answer. And when we're finished getting it done, we'll move on to something else, or take some time off, or take a day off, or go skiing, or do some more work, or whatever's relevant for us to do next. But we don't have to have that 9 to 5 mentality of trying to find enough work to fit into that day.
I mean, it's early days. What do you think the chances of this actually happening would be?
I think it's fairly high, because we're already seeing it in lots of businesses, lots of industries. Some industries, it doesn't make sense. Retail, physically, you've got to be there. In hospitals, you've physically got to be there. So this is not an all or nothing. It's just some people. So we're seeing already miners, for instance, will work 7 or 10 days or longer, and then take 7 or 10 days off equivalent. It's also being used for nurses and doctors. They work really, really hard, long hours, and then have some other hours off at the other end. Not unusual for corps to be able to say, or for employees to be able to say, I'm coming late in the morning, I'll work an hour or two extra on another day to make it up. So we're seeing it already in society that for many people, not everybody, for many it's quite an ordinary conversation. I just think we're going to see more and more of it as we move through the next years and decade.
I can sort of see how it would result in kind of well-being and mental health kind of advantages, but what would be kind of the whole societal kind of advantages to this new way of working?
I think there's actually huge uptake on it. What we used to do before the Industrial Revolution was really work this way, and families came together and really worked out their own agenda of when they could get together. So if you've got a child's baseball match that you want to get to, or a concert, you can quite easily, without any angst or asking for permission, take that morning off. The family can choose when they want to take their holidays. They can all choose to come and go. So in many ways, for a number of people, again, not everyone, there's actually more fluidity in this. There's more ability to have leisure time when and where you want it. Again, rather than just being shoehorned into the normal 2, 3, 4 weeks off.
What about something like postage? Normally deliveries sort of within 3 to 5 working days. Would a three-day weekend kind of throw off sort of everyone's postal plans? I know it's slightly moving away from the post as a kind of concept in the modern day age, but how would that kind of result as an example?
Yeah. So again, I think that may be an example where we work to project to the task, where it needs to get delivered on a particular day. But Australia Post is already changing it and said that they're going to deliver 3 days a week. So they're kind of moving to this already. So those posties may get other work during those days they may have worked before, or they just may work those 3 days. So again, some industries it doesn't make sense for, and it shouldn't, and there's no issue about that. They'll work the way they've always worked or choose another method. But it's really for those industries where it does make sense, for those jobs where it makes sense.
Morris, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast, and Godspeed. Let this become a reality. I'm sure many people are thinking the same thing across Sydney this morning.
From your mouth to his ears.
Thanks, Morris. That was Morris Mizalowski joining us on the line to talk about the benefits of a prospective three-day weekend. Only one more day to go. Don't worry, we'll make it through together. You're on 2SER Breakfast. This now is from New Zealand. Aldous Harding with Merryweather.